Hi, so it's Sunday, the end of the week. And just as beginnings are important, so too are endings, whether it's the end of the week or the end of the day. The ending's an invisible but important boundary in time. You may recall earlier in the week, I spoke of two kinds of beginnings. The machine beginning was like the unpausing the song that had already been playing. When you operate as a machine, you're doing what you've always done and creating what you've always created. However, if you wanted to consciously create anything new, you need what I call an awakened or living beginning. Well, the same distinction applies to endings. There are machine endings and awakened or living endings. A machine ending, as you might guess, is simply pressing pause on your machine. In fact, you don't even have to do anything because your machine's already programmed to do just that. Your machine's very efficient and operates on autopilot with a minimal amount of effort or energy. The living beginning starts with your master hero who sets the trajectory and tone of your day for your grunt. The living ending starts with your witness hero and then your hacker hero and perform several functions that connect today with tomorrow and with your goal. Without a living ending to your day, your four heroes team will be no smarter tomorrow than they were today. And unless you're already totally nailing your new habit, then you'll need to get smarter. You'll need a living ending to your day. So the living ending begins with your witness hero. The witness hero, as I briefly introduced him or her earlier in the week, lives out of the question, what's going on? Or what's been going on? And they are attuned to what's going on outside of them, their perceptions, as well as what's going on inside of them, their feelings. Imagine a little campfire in your consciousness. Sitting around it are your master, your grunt, and your witness. The hacker's off somewhere else just at the moment. A conversation's going on between these three heroes. The witness looks towards the master and then the grunt and asks, did we do what's important, what we said we were going to do? If you've already done a check-in this week, then you've already met your witness hero. Imagine your four heroes as old and best friends, a team that are totally dependent upon one another for their shared sense of success. This first question creates the context for their conversation. The face of the witness then softens and looks towards the grunt. How did you get on? And maybe your grunt looks pretty worn out, or perhaps a little guilty, or maybe he has a quiet smile. This campfire conversation is the start of the living ending of each day. A brief living moment in time that acts as a form of nourishment for the journey as a whole. Nourishment comes in two forms. The witness brings forth the nourishment of acknowledgement with your grunt. It could be pride or a shared sense of frustration, but it always has empathy. There is no judgment between genuinely good friends. In tomorrow's Smart Start video, we'll continue this topic and talk more about the second form of nourishment as the hacker joins the conversation. Our focus will then shift towards the nourishment of learning, and how better to equip and prepare and support the grunt in their efforts for tomorrow. So let me end this first week by commending all of you who have made it thus far. It's never easy to create something new in your life, to move from machine beginning, middle and endings to living ones. But it's also what makes us most alive and fully human. Go well.